Shaul e Teba, que te vene sempre pra calar da mano vene. Se te vi que a banda se é pra calar, fique me. Oh, mamá, la 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 la.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente, and this is Trends This Week. And what a week it is. Woo! And what a week it was. And what a year it's going to be. And what a year it was. So for everyone tuning in to Trends This Week on Progressive Radio, you're going to get a highlight and insights of what lies ahead in 2016. That's right, the Trends Journal, our publication, and you want to find out more about it, of course, you go to Trends Research, trendsresearch.com, and Trends Journal. We just launched our top 10 trends for 2016. And it's a wake-up call. But it's not, you know, it's not gloom and doom. It's what is. And in looking at what's not gloom and doom, there's a lot of opportunity out there as well. So, you know, we're neither optimists or pessimists. We look at things the way they are, not the way we want them to be. Being an optimist or a pessimist, that's a value judgment on issues. So if you go to a doctor and, you know, you're getting a diagnosis, you don't care whether it's an optimist or a pessimist. You just want a good diagnosis. You don't care what religion they practice. You know, what color, gender. It's just you want the right diagnosis. And that's what trend forecasting is with the Trends Journal under our global nomic methodology. And that means that all things are connected. So we look at many different fields, not only economics, social, environmental, food, economy, on over 300 different categories. So we're going to be looking at and talking about some of the hot trends coming up in 2016. And one of them, unfortunately, is the last great war. And this may be it. This may be the last world war. Everybody's beating the war drums out there, and they keep getting louder and louder. And who's beating them? Well, people that probably like to beat them because they have some kind of a mental disease. And it's from both parties, and it's from around the world, in mostly the Western nations, when we're looking at the possibilities of a world war, and of course the last war. And we call it the last world war because this war will be the one that Einstein had forecast when they asked him, how will the third world war be fought? And he said, I don't know how the third world war will be fought, but I do know that the fourth world war will be fought with sticks and stones. Here's from yesterday. Ted Cruz threatens to nuke ISIS targets. That's right. And he'd use a nuclear weapon to, quote, see if sand can glow in the dark. This is even more troubling on a different level than Donald Trump's madness of, you know, he's going to bomb the shit out of them. I could say that because he said that. And all of these people are talking tougher and tougher. But no one wants to talk about what caused the problems. That's off the charts. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to discuss how this happened, why it happened. And you just keep reading one comment after another by the people that will lead us into war, and you can see the realities of it. You go back to last week in England when they voted the parliament to bomb Syria. This is illegal. You're not allowed to go into another country to kill people because you want to. If they haven't done anything to you. And the United States and its coalition of the killing are doing that. So people that were opposing David Cameron, by the way, there was a new book out by one of his former friends and colleagues and in college that has had a falling out with him, where Mr. Cameron, when he was a youth in fraternity, the part of the ritual was taking his penis and sticking it in the mouth of a dead pig. So this is who you're dealing with. And again, I'm not making this stuff up. You could go online and you could find it and read it and see it. Anyway, anybody that voted against bombing Syria was called, quote, a sympathizer of terrorists. Could you imagine that? You want peace and you're a sympathizer, a terrorist sympathizer. So Donald Trump, of course, who's making all the news on the presidential reality show, he said where this hatred comes from and why we'll have to and why we will have to determine where this hatred comes from and why we will have to determine. Until we are able to determine and understand this problem and the dangerous threat it proposes, our country cannot be victims to horrendous acts by people that believe only in jihad and have no sense of respect for human life. When this hatred comes, where this hatred comes from, and why, we will have to determine. Where this hatred comes from? It couldn't come from the United States and its coalition of the killing, murdering over 1 million people in the Middle East, beginning with, of course, Afghanistan, going into Iraq, then Lebanon, then Syria, and now in bed with the beheaders in chief over there, the Saudis, as they're bombing Yemen into oblivion. That couldn't be why they hate us. No. Maybe we should put together a panel for this and see if we could come up with an answer. So Donald Trump is calling for a total shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. You ready for this? Quote, until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on, end quote. Our country's representatives? Who's he talking about? They don't represent us. They represent people like Trump. I'm not making it up. Go back to the debates. Listen to him. He tells you how he buys off both parties. Matter of fact, he even bragged about how Hillary Clinton came to his wedding because he gave her so much money. Our representatives? And there's something else going on with Donald Trump. He keeps repeating himself. After he said that, he said, we have no choice. We have no choice. We have no choice. And he kept repeating that as the cheering went on. And he keeps repeating himself over and over again if you listen to what he says. So he's either doing it for one of three reasons, as I can figure out. One, it's like, you know, it's a tool that they teach you in order to keep riling people up and get them focused on what you want to say. Or else he has some kind of mental deficiency. And he has to keep repeating himself. Or thirdly, he's too stupid to complete a sentence with a full thought. So people ask me about the campaign coming up, and that's one of the next trends, the presidential reality show. So it's either Clinton or Trump, Hitlery or Hitler. And at this point, we believe Hitlery is going to win. And that's very unfortunate. Either one of them win, America loses. The Republicans and Democrats, Bloods and the Crips. Some other interesting trends, and they all tie in. Again, Trump's wondering, how all this happened. In Germany, they've just came out with a report yesterday. They took in over a million migrants. A million migrants arrived in Germany this year. A million. 483,946 came from Syria. I wonder how they get radicals. Huh. It couldn't be because the United States, Hillary, or Hitlery, as I prefer to call her, Assad has to go. How many times has she said that? How many times has that Frankenstein Kerry said it? How many times has Obama said it? Assad has to go? No. They're bombing the place along with the Arab League, the Sunnis. It's a Sunni-Shia battle. And now you're seeing over nearly 500,000 people, Syrians, leaving because their lives and homes have been destroyed. So human waves is a big trend. And it's going to continue at levels we've never seen before. The next number that came in, Afghanistan, 127,000. Gee, I wonder why they're leaving Afghanistan. We got to get that Osama bin Laden, I tell you, after 9/11. And them Taliban are keeping them there. So we're going to destroy the whole country and wage the longest war in American history. And the commander-in-chief, the biggest liar that I've ever seen in my life, because the other presidential candidates, you know, I've been watching this a lot of years. Yeah, they lie on some things. This guy lied on everything, Obama. I'm going to close Guantanamo first year I'm in office. Yeah. Oh, those Afghan troops are going to be out too, huh? Well, I changed my mind. Hey, no boots on the ground in Iraq or Syria? Well, I said no boots, but people really believed I meant no battalions. So anyway, the liar-in-chief keeping that war going in Afghanistan. Now we have nearly 130,000 people that fled there, from there. I wonder why. I wonder why they hate us. Well, hey, they just had that stabbing over there in England, and one of the ministers in the UK said that these people hate us because we celebrate Christmas. And went on to a whole bunch of other stupid things. But the guy that did the stabbing yelled out, this is what you're doing in Syria. The bombing in France, they yelled out, this is for what you're doing in Syria. But nobody wants to talk about this. So, where are the other immigrants coming from? Well, about 100,000 out of Iraq. Gee, son of a gun, how could you figure this out? Hey, you know where another big number came from? Kosovo. Yeah, you remember. Blood on our hands, Clinton's old man. Yeah, Bill launched that lovely Yugoslavian war, the Serbian war. You forgot that one? Yep. These are bloodthirsty freaks, every one of them. They all have blood on their hands. Human waves, that's only part of it, because you go to the next trend. And the next trend is, we're looking at a global recession. You're seeing it in commodity prices continuing to fall. You're seeing it in trade data coming out of China. It just came out 2 days ago with exports and imports both down for the fifth month in a row and getting lower. And China, of course, gobbles up about 50% of those raw materials. They can't gobble them up anymore. They're exporting them, driving down the price on a lot of them. So when you put the trends together, you have the refugee crisis, now a migrant crisis. Hey, look what's going on over there in Venezuela. Just had an election. You know what their inflation rate's running at? Over 200%. That's right. 200%. You're looking at GDP decline next year. They're looking at 10%. It's down 6 already this year. You think people are going to be leaving Venezuela, Colombia, Chile, Argentina, soybean prices, whew, way down. All these, Ghana, Algeria, Nigeria, Niger, South Africa. Human waves, migrants and refugees. And to put it into perspective, what you have is about when the great refugee crisis of World War II, there were about 2.3 billion people on the planet. We've added 5 billion since, double the amount. Double. More than double. So there you go. You're going to have a human wave. It's not going to be contained. The only thing that's going to stop it is peace, truth, and prosperity. But that's off the grid right now because no one's speaking about it. Another big trend that we're looking at is baby boomers are babies no more. That's right. This first wave of boomers turned 70 in 2016. Could you imagine? From watching Howdy Doody and Davy Crockett and the Mickey Mouse Club to Vietnam, Woodstock, and now pushing 70. What does it mean? Again, you know, it's a huge group, the baby boomers, about 76 million. And that's just in the United States. It's a global aging process going on, big wave, post-World War II. It's a lot of opportunity. There are the two groups of people they can break broken up into. The boomers that are going to keep booming and the ones that are going to fizzle out. Because, you know, the longer you're on the planet, and if you keep learning, you get a little smarter. And you want to go out on a high note. So those people, companies, and organizations that understand that there are a lot of products, services, and new developments ready to tie into the boomer market, from media to clean foods to longevity centers, you name it. It's unlimited. And they have more money than the rest of the society because they got the last of the good times. So a lot of them have money to spend. A lot of them don't, of course. You know, there's going to be a lot of problems on that end as well. But artful aging is a huge trend. And particularly people listening to Progressive Radio, Gary Null, and all the others on Progressive Radio understand what I'm saying. So tying into that boomer market is going to be a big boom time for those on-trend people that see where the developments are heading and identify product service opportunities to fill it. So that's another one of the big trends coming up. And ties into that as well as self-sustainability. That's a biggie. People want to be on their own. You don't want to be dependent upon anybody. And going back to the boomers, we don't want to end up as inmates in nursing homes because that's what it becomes. So self-sustainability on the personal level, and particularly among millennials who have lousy jobs and can't find good ones, you know, how do you do voluntary simplicity and make it better for yourself? It's not so self-sustainability doesn't mean living with less. It means living with more and paying less for it. But it also goes on to a national and global scale. As economies falter, as trade sanctions increase among different, putting them on different countries, and as trade wanes among many countries, those countries that are going to be the most profitable for not only the government, but the people, most importantly, in terms of earnings and lifestyle, are going to be those that are self-sustaining. So what does that mean? It means if you have the human and natural resources to trade among yourselves within your borders and build and buy what you need that's made at home, you're self-sustaining. You're boosting the economy at every level. Are Americans too stupid to make their own shoes, their own computers, their own shirts? Just before going on the air, I had a nice cup of espresso. You know, I'm Italian. Yeah, c'è la luna, mezzanotte. So every morning I have a nice cup of espresso. And being that it's Christmas time, nice panettone, one from Milano. Those are the kind of things you import. But what I had my panettone in is a nice little plate from my aunt Zizi. May her soul rest in peace. And that, my book, by the way, What Zizi Gave Honey Boy, is available. You go on trendsresearch.com and you can read all about it. And we're getting, you know, when I'm talking about these trends, by the way, when we have that conference coming up on January 10th to 16th in Naples, Florida, and Luann is going to come on a little bit later on talking about it, we're going to really flesh out these trends I'm talking about and show you how to profit from them and avoid the dangers and seize the opportunities. And anyway, going back to panettone and espresso and self-sustainability, the dish I have here is from my aunt, Syracuse, China. Yep, 100-C, U period, S period, A period, all capital letters, Syracuse. Look at Syracuse now. Look at Utica. Look at all these Rust Belt places that were once thriving. So self-sustainability can bring it back. The only reason we're dealing with these other, this isn't free trade. It's multinationals getting their products made in slave labor countries and bringing them back and marking up the price. They don't even manufacture them. They don't have their own manufacturing facilities. They hire slaves to do it. So self-sustainability, a big trend. So what do we have so far? We have a global recession, the last world war, human waves, presidential reality show, boomers hit 70, and then golden opportunities. You know how I talk about the markets have been boosted by cheap interest rates, zero interest rates, and now negative interest rates. You can't make up a thing like either of those. They've never had those in the world history, negative interest rates. So there's been a lot of merger and acquisition activity at all-time highs in 2015. What does that mean? It means as the bigs got bigger, their profit margins are very thin. They get rid of a lot of products and services that don't bring them in enough profit to keep the bigs going as not enough as they can to say, to keep making a buck. So as the bigs got bigger, there's more opportunities that have been created because they're selling less product. They're just selling more of the same. So open-eyed entrepreneurs can seize a lot of opportunities from this. And then another big trend, personalized cities. You're going to start seeing particularly the exurban areas and smaller cities become more and more personalized to the community needs around them. And it's going to be augmented by innovative transportation. This is a huge trend that we're going to start seeing develop. Entertainment and service networks. And the residents of all ages, from the boomers to the millennials, is going to be more of a coalition of activities that closely bind them together in what their personal needs are and the community needs to make it all work. So you're starting to see it happen in sections of large cities, and it's going to continue to happen. But the exurban cities are going to be a real boom time, especially as a lot of people can't afford to live in the bigger cities. And now because of the three-dimensional world that we're moving into, particularly with virtual reality at the doorstep, you're going to start seeing more and more people tie these trends together from self-sustainability, voluntary simplicity, and, of course, personalized cities. And finally, the other big trend we're talking about is breeding robots. You know, it's robots became mainstream in already. They're going to become more mainstream. But next year, we're going to see a benchmark to measure how much learning and experience humans will eventually morph away from as robots assume more of those functions. And again, like it or not, it's going to happen. So again, we don't look at things as an optimist or a pessimist. We say what is. And this whole robot world is a whole new one. And this is really, you know, it's the new millennium. And when you look at the changes that have happened so quickly, they don't happen just overnight. They're in play, and then they burst into a whole new realm. You know, you go back to 1994. I mean, hardly anybody was even using a computer back then compared to now. Remember what it used to look like when you used to go on and try to get, you know, look at a movie or something? These, you know, figures that were like stick figures that hardly moved. And then go back to 2000. You know, that's when the whole cell phone thing just really started to boom. I remember doing a talk for the Cell Phone Manufacturers Association. And in those days, back in the mid-90s, they had these big boxes that they put in the trunks of cars with aerials. So it's kind of like going back to the 19th century into the 20th century, from horses and buggies to automobiles. It happened in the 19th century, but it boomed in the 20th. And then airplanes, and then jet travel. That's where we're going with robots, with virtual reality. It's going to be a whole new world, for better and for worse, in a lot of ways. And there'll be a lot of betters in it, too. And, you know, life isn't perfect. None of us are. Don't know anybody that is. But these are the changes that are going on. And again, it's not to look at it as good or bad, right or wrong. It's what is. And being that. And then again, there's also the reality, too, that we the people can change things and put them in a more positive direction. Because as I keep mentioning that wonderful quote from Samuel Adams, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And that's what we're also going to do in our upcoming seminar retreat in Naples, Florida, this January 10th to 16th. And to tell you more about that, we're bringing on Luann to discuss more of the program. We're going to be talking heavily about trends, how to profit from them, what to do about them, how to see them. Many of the trends that I talked about now in the top trends of 2016, but others as well, but really fleshing them out in great detail. But this is more than a retreat on trends. It's a whole health healing experience. And here's Luann to tell you more about it.
Hello, Gerald. You know, some people have described the retreat to me as, you know, I always used to love to listen to the information, and your information is life-changing, Gerald. It's life-changing. People will shatter their old beliefs and realize there's a whole nother way of looking at the world around them and how they can relate to it. So people have said that, you know, I listen and listen and listen. It's kind of like watching an adventure movie versus being the adventure. When you show up at the retreat, you're going to start living the changes that you want to make for the coming years. Not just 1 year, but maybe for the rest of your life. So this isn't a little vacation where you're going to lay around. This is a real active, get involved, but still relax kind of a week. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we're filling up, which is very exciting. We have wonderful people from your audience coming on board. And the other thing people always ask me is, are there any meetup groups where we can talk to each other, like-minded people? Because I'm surrounded by these people who are so hypnotized by what they hear from mainstream media, they're actually starting to believe this garbage. And people say the more I hang around them, the more I start leaning back. I rely on these shows, you know, your show, Gary's show, all the Progressive Radio Network shows, to keep me up to speed on what's really happening, what the truth really is. Well, what about spending a whole week with you listening to what things you can integrate to change your life forever? Because that's what this is. This is a life-changing, once-in-a-lifetime experience for people. So if people are interested in getting information, this is the week to call. So give a call to Taryn at 845-331-3500. 845-331-3500. She's at extension 103. Sign up while you can. Now, we have people coming from all over the nation. I even have someone coming from Germany. So it's going to be very, very, very exciting. Here's some of the things that we're going to be doing. We're going to have delicious organic vegan gourmet cuisine. And we're going to have cooking classes so we can tell you how to do this at home. It's nothing that's out of this world that you can't do. But people, when they understand, you can take things that grow from the ground and make these outrageous, deliciously wonderful meals, they're amazed that they can do it at home. We have you're going to have yoga classes. We're going to have meditation. We're going to have personal health counseling, which is what I'm going to be doing. Gary Null will be there. He's going to be lecturing every day. You're going to have some guest lecturers. And how about learning about sprouting and microgreens and hydroponics and learning about fruit orchards and how to grow your own? We have the most beautiful gardens, and there's going to be birds. There's aviaries all over the place, and there are peacocks. There are about 35 peacocks that strut around all day long, and when they see you, they pop open their tails like the NBC bird, only they're much more beautiful than that. And there's also going to be animals, because when we connect with animals, I mean, how many of your audience out there, I wonder, have pets at home? I happen to have parrots. I have big birds. And they've got personalities on them, and they look you right in the eye, and mine talk to me, but it's great. So imagine these little miniature pot-bellied pigs, and they are smart, and they just love to be loved. And not unlike all the people in your audience. Now, I'm not saying the people in your audience are pot-bellied pigs, Gerald. I'm just saying we just want to have love, and we want to be cuddled and loved, and it's wonderful to have those animals because they're unconditional love. We're going to have miniature cow, miniature horses. It's going to be great. There are lemurs there. It's a wonderful place to rediscover yourself and how you connect with nature and with birds and with animals and most of all with each other. And you can't find a value better than this for all that you're going to be getting. We have personal trainers that are going to be there. We have a pool, a full gym, and you're going to learn about managing stress. It's going to be in a positive, fun, upbeat atmosphere. So can you imagine all of this in 1 week? And we even have an artist who's coming in, and he's going to be teaching art to everybody because art is a wonderful way of expressing yourself in a wonderful way of healing. And when we heal the old pain from the past and we can transcend that, we can open our minds to a whole new way of thinking. And that's what this retreat is about. I would love you to talk about some of the other speakers that we're having, but I want to give the number again. This is the week to call because the flights are still cheap. 845-331-3500, extension 103. That's 845-331-3500, extension 103. And this is going to be taking place the 10th through the 16th of January in Florida. So isn't it going to be nice to start the year in a nice, warm place with warm people and beautiful birds and loving animals? I don't know if it gets better than this.
You know, when you talk about art, and to me, art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. And if there was one wish I would have right now, it was that de Medicis come forward and start, the billionaires start giving their money to create beauty, which none of them are really doing at a high level. And, you know, the Renaissance followed the Black Plague in Europe, where some 60% of the people were killed, you know, from this filth and destruction that they were living in. And the Renaissance, of course, is a rediscovery, a rebirth. And art is what made that happen to the great extent. And in Italy, at the height of the Renaissance in Florence, they used to say, alla romana e all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, to describe the quality of their work. And that's what art starts to really do. It opens you up to bring the highest out within you and to society. So that's very exciting that there's going to be people there, someone there teaching art. And also, you know, what you said, you know, this is about living the changes that we're going to be looking at and how to make it happen. And some of the speakers we're having there, our CEO, for example, is going to be down there, Derek Osinenko. And, you know, this isn't just, you know, a guy that was in the newspaper business. He was the editor-in-chief of Gannett News Services. This is the top of the top. You're going to get insights into what's going on in the media, how to find out what to really believe, what to look for, what not to look for, to see how the changes are really affecting us. A real, real insider's view of the world of media. And people, for example, think, you know, someone's pulling the strings here, another one's pulling them there. Well, whatever you believe, believe, but you're going to hear it firsthand from Mr. Inside. And when I say Mr. Inside, this guy, you know, Derek Osinenko, was at the top and inside. So you're going to get viewpoints on trends, insights, and media and analysis that you won't find anywhere else. And we'll have other speakers as well speaking about trends in different areas that we're going to be talking about. You know how one of the things, Lou Anne, I say that current events form future trends. And it's so true. It's happening before us as we speak. And that for people that really want to be on top of all of this, they really have to be at the top of their game, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's what you're really going to get at this retreat, in this seminar. You know, we've never done anything like this, but I've done this on my own many times in life. You know, I remember, you know, I used to do a lot of traveling, public speaking, you know, beginning in the mid-80s. And every time I'd go to a different place, I'd hunt out where the New Age retreats were. That's what used to call them in those days. And I'd go away for a couple of days in between talks. So if I was in San Diego and I had to do a gig in San Francisco 3 days later, you know, I'd find the place to go to. So I've been doing this for years. And I know what kind of a rejuvenation experience it is, but also to get you in touch with yourself and to help propel you to higher levels. And the team that you're discussing that's going to be there and the atmosphere, the environment is second to none.
You're right. You're right. And that's what makes this event so special. And that's why we're filling up quickly, because a lot of your audience are picking up on the fact that this is going to be a life-changing event for them. And who's not ready to change their life with the atmosphere that we're living under right now? We don't want to be living in fear. We want to be living in hope. And we want to be strong, and we want to be resilient, and we want to be able to stay ahead of the curve. And isn't that what your show is all about? That's what everything that you and your speakers are going to be speaking about. It's helping us stay ahead of the curve, helping us stay positive, helping us challenge our old beliefs that aren't really serving us anymore, and history is proving that the things that we believed are not true anymore. So instead of just watching and listening, how about you become part of the whole solution? How about you become part of the whole process right there in the flesh with some of the best minds and the best professionals to help you be your level best all the time? That's what we've got going on here. And that's going to be your audience's personal experience here. I wanted to play a couple of clips from people who have been to other retreats. So I wonder if we could get those on.
Hello. Sure. I'm KB, and I cannot put into words the amazing and wonderful experience here at Gary Knowles Retreat. I came here physically debilitated. And today, I feel 90% better. I'm able to do what I could not do before. I have participated in a race that I never imagined I would have been able to take part in. I would have never had the courage had I not come. I've learned so much, and now I want to be a viable part of my community as a result of the information I've gotten here. This is better than any vacation I could have ever taken anywhere in the world, and I've traveled the world. Now I know that life is about living, and I've learned how to do so here at this retreat. Thank you.
My husband asked me to say some things about his experiences here at the retreat this week. He wants to tell you that 5 years ago he was afflicted with a very devastating disease, and he hung up his tennis racket and his running shoes. Sorry. Last year, he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And when we arrived at the retreat, he really felt that he could hardly do the first day, one lap plus three laps on the running track. But during the course of this week, he's gone from that to doing 18 laps today without trouble. And he's played tennis twice, and he's never felt better in his life or in 5 years. It's been
Hi, my name is Mumtaz Ibrahim. I have been here 2 weeks. I have never in my whole life been to a place which is so wonderful. I've been a flight attendant in the past, and I've traveled the whole world, but I've never seen this much kindness, love. Oh my God, I don't have the words to describe it. We are so pleased. My cousin came from South Africa, and she's doing so well. I don't know. I'm going to cry now. This has been so wonderful. The gardens here are beautiful. I mean, there's lots of flowers. They take care of their yard. There's massage therapy here. There's a pool you can get into. There's exercise. There's nothing lacking here. So we're really, really thrilled and very thankful to Gary and Luann. They have taken such good care of us. I would recommend this to everybody. Everybody. I have never had a vacation like this before. This has just been wonderful. And thank you, Gary. Yeah, my cousin has end-stage multiple sclerosis. She has tried everything in the last... She's had it for 23 years. And last 13 years, she's been trying everything natural. She had stem cell therapy. She's had laser therapy. I mean, I don't know, countless of therapies. And she's has not seen as much difference as she has seen such a short while. So we are very excited for her. And I feel she's going to be walking out of here really happy and healthy. I mean, you can't get over multiple sclerosis overnight, so, but she's doing so well, and we are just absolutely thrilled. And I'm so happy that she took the time to fly 19 hours to get here. So it's well worth it. It was very fruitful. And we are hoping better things for her. And thank you, Gary. It's been wonderful.
I was very surprised.
That it?
So, those are great. And again, you know, this is multidimensional. It's health on the one end, and I guess a healthy mind in terms of how, you know, it's in the getting in touch with the other parts of life as well. You know, the financial. You know, we don't want to end up, as I keep saying, you know, as inmates in nursing homes, particularly as the boomers are aging and hitting their 70s next year. And so this is to get you in health the best you can as you move forward, but also financially secure. You know, you look at the data coming out, Luann, on how suicide rates are increasing so dramatically, particularly among white middle-class men. And one of the reasons being is the financial stress is so great and the job loss is so high. So, you know, we're going to show people how really, you know, not to become a victim of this. As I say, current events form future trends. And understanding that we came out with the top trends of 2016 just yesterday, here is a release that just came out of Germany a few minutes ago. Adidas, this is a company that was founded in 1949. They're opening a factory that's going to be largely run by robots. And they're going to be making their first run of shoes early next year.
Oh, dear.
And remember, the top trend that we had, one of them, is breeding robots. And they say the reason they're going to do it is to cut labor costs and to speed delivery. I mean, so this is, you know, again, like it, dislike it, it's the real world. You know, one time there was no such thing as, you know, factories. People used to do it in their homes before industrialization. And you could see the big change that happened, again, for better and for a lot worse, with industrialization. And now we're going into robotization. So jobs that people think they have, they may not have in a very short amount of time. So this is really a wake-up call for people to wake up to the new millennium that's only 16 years into us now. And with each new millennium, there's really dramatic change. And it takes the first 2 decades or so for it to really kick in before it goes into high gear. So it's ready to go into high gear. So what we're going to do is to prepare people to be ready for it, physically, emotionally, spiritually, trend-wise, trend-savvy, ahead of the news and on top of the trends.
Okay, give a call, 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500, extension 103, that's Taryn, T-A-R-Y-N, that's Taryn Clark. Give her a call. We are filling up. The spaces are limited. So make this the year that you're going to change your life forever. Give a call. 845-331-3500, extension 103.
Okay. You have anything else to say, Luann? You'd like to speak about?
How much time do we have? Gerald, I love your show. Keep up the great work. I know you have an amazingly growing audience out there, and we're so thrilled to have you on Progressive Radio Network. So
thank you for having me on, and thank you for being on.
Oh yeah, I'm so looking forward to meeting you and all your speakers and Derek and everyone that's going to be coming down there. It's going to be so exciting. I'm so looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you as well and getting even in better shape. You know, you can never keep doing enough to stay ahead. And it's the commitment to do it, you know. It's, I guess just about every morning I wake up and say, all right, I'm not going to do my routine this morning. I'm really tired. And then, of course, I do it anyway, you know, because, you know, you have to if you want to, you know, live in a way that is, again, self-sustaining, self-supporting. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, you're on your own. As you used to say, when you're a little kid, you learn it really quick. You come into this world alone and you leave it alone. And, you know, it's up to everybody to really get at the top of their game. Because, again, it's up to us to make the positive changes. And as you pointed out, you know, what's going on now, who would have believed it? Who would have believed we'd have a presidential race going on like this? And, again, it's not only here, it's everywhere. And you look at the changes going on, and we could make the changes, and we could make it happen with this retreat. We could put together the group that's going to make, look, the revolution happened with a handful of people in America. And as Andrew Jackson said, one man with courage makes a majority. And now you put a whole group of us together. We're a working majority. And our motivation, unlike these other psychopaths and sociopaths, it's not about us. It's about U.S. It's about America, all of us. And we could make the change if we see what's going on and if we're in the shape mentally, physically, and spiritually to make that happen. So this is really an essential retreat seminar that, again, is going to not only help you, but we could do a lot to help this country move in a different direction. You know what I say? People say, well, you know what? What could I do? You know, it's only me. And my line is that if you think Clinton, Bush, or Obama are better than you, then you think, you know, what do you think? Their mother was better than yours? You know, just to make this nice so it doesn't get, you know, nasty over here, you know, let's call it even. What do you think? These people are better than you are? If you do, hey, you really need to go to this retreat. But if you know already that they're not, as I said, let's call it equal. If they can make the change, we can make the change. And that's what this is really about. Because, as I said, you look at our list of the top trends coming up. If we don't stop the march to war and start bringing in peace and prosperity and truth, you know, we can see where these trends are going. And I'm not bragging, you know, like I'm not like a Donald Trump. You know, he keeps trumpeting himself and saying how great he is. I have a track record of forecasting trends that's second to none. My books are out there, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking. We've been writing the Trends Journal since 1991. We've been in business since 1980. You can go to our website, trendsresearch.com, and see our forecasts. No one matches it. So what I'm saying is we see where the future is heading. It's up to us to change it. And not only like-minded people to get together, but more importantly, open-minded people. So please consider joining us at the upcoming retreat coming up very, very shortly in January 10th, and call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. Ask to speak to Taryn, and go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, and you go to the conference page. You'll see more about it there. And also, you get a highlight of the top trends for 2016. So, as we're closing out over here and thinking about what we can do and how we can make it happen, it's really, it is up to us. And you know, we're in charge here. And I really want to thank Luann for the great job that she does in explaining so much of what's going on and what's going to go on at the upcoming retreat, because this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime. So if we go back to the news and see what's going on globally, you know, it's just a ratcheting up of more war. And there's this global war on terror. There's no end in sight to it. And every one of the people are talking about it's a natural event to have war for the rest of our lives. I was thinking about the millennials, and it would be very good if they started showing up and doing more. They have no reference points. You have to be alive to have had a reference point in certain times. Now, I was lucky. I was the youngest of five, so I had older brothers and sisters, and I was the first wave of the baby boomers, so I could look ahead with the older ones, and then I had two younger sisters. My mother, may her soul rest in peace, in those days they called them change of life babies, and so I saw the younger. So I had reference points growing up of the older age. And a time when things, I remember the Iceman, you know, so you have a reference point to that. I remember times before there were malls and there were still neighborhoods. Now it's a big deal when there's a local butcher. Yeah, two of my uncles, may they rest in peace, two Uncle Al's that were butchers. And my uncles owned fish stores in Flushing, in Jackson Heights, in Regal Park, in the Bronx on Williamsbridge Road. And, you know, it was all local. The young people don't have those reference points. They only have, they don't remember the great, the Louis Primas, the Keeley Smiths. When I used to work for the chemical industry, and I was a chief government affairs specialist. That's why I know a lot of what I know. I was on the other side for a long time. I was the assistant the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 23. But anyway, when I put on a dinner after a convention, we used the whole floor of the Superdome in New Orleans. And Ella Fitzgerald was one of the acts. So, of course, I met Ella backstage, Henny Youngman, all those old cats. And so what I'm saying, it gives you a different insight to what's going on when you're there. And the young people don't have that insight. They don't have those reference points of the Louis Armstrongs, this time of style, grace, and dignity. So turn up over there. Come out. Because it's up to you. It's up to all of us to join together. You know, people like to say, you know, that, you know, it's up to the young people. No, it's not. It's up to all of us. And particularly those of us that have been around a longer time. You know, we have information to pass on to them, and they have a different energy level than we have. And they can help it move it forward. But we all have to do this together. And again, it goes back to the personalized cities where like-minded, not open-minded people come together to create a greater future. And the beginning of it is going to be when we launch it at this upcoming conference. And again, please call 845-331-3500 for a trend and health fitness seminar conference like you won't find anywhere else, any place, any way, anyhow. Sempre pra calar a dar mano, Danny.